Well, God bless you again as you have called in and decided to take time out of your day to listen to a message on the daily inspiration. And I want to just welcome you and greet you in Jesus' name and bless you in the name of our God, that He would give you grace to live for Him. There's a lot of things that man can put his effort and energy into, but the one that surpasses them all is the time and effort and energy that's put into following after God. It pays great dividends, and there is great blessing in it. And I just want to bless you today for calling in, taking time. God bless you. Now, I'd like to read to you today just a passage here out of the Psalms, the book of Psalms. And I just, Psalm 44, and I trust that God is just going to use this to speak to somebody's life. I know God's word is alive and powerful and doing work in our hearts. And so I know that there's always a blessing, but maybe this is something that you need to hear, or it's an encouragement to you, or maybe you can share it with somebody else. I don't know, but this is the word of God, and He's put it on my heart to share, and I trust that He is going to have His word and do something today in my life and in yours and in others through His word. Psalm 44, "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work Thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how Thou didst drive out the heathen with Thy hand and plantest them, how Thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but Thy right hand and Thine arm and the light of Thy countenance, because Thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my King, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through Thee we will push down our enemies. Through Thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise Thy name forever." Selah. I hope that can be our heart's cry, that we could be able to say these words also. You know, we've talked about it before, about how things have changed from the Old Testament to the New, in that the Old Testament, there were some enemies that God had the Hebrews to fight with physically. The New Testament, Jesus calls us to a higher calling than that. He calls us to fight in a spiritual battle and to love our enemies and to bless them that curse us and persecute us and treat us badly. We're to be kind to them. He made a marked change there. And so it's good for us to recognize that our enemy is the devil himself and all of his fallen angels that are with him. That's our enemy. And this, the pull from this world, it all comes from his perspective and all his kingdom. It's darkness. It's sin. But God has called us out of that. He's redeemed us and called us out of those things. And He saves His people if we cry out unto Him. And I just want to just look back here. You know, we talked a little bit about child training and to be able to train our children in the way they should go. And, you know, we're going to stumble along in that somewhat, but that's okay. We pray and ask God to cover for us where we fail so often and so miserably. And God will help us. I believe He will help us if we have a heart that is willing to be helped and a heart that's teachable. And here we see, verse 1 says, "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work Thou didst in their days, in the times of old." And I just want to pause right there. He goes on to say what happened there. And the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and God, he constantly was reminding them, I'm the God that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. I brought you out of bondage. And he wanted the people to remember that. And now, here in verse 1, the writer is saying, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us. And I want to just think about that a minute. Their fathers told them. What did they tell them? What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. And so I want to encourage you, dads, and anybody else that's listening here, tell people, and especially your children, tell them the good things that God has done for you. And maybe you're struggling just a little bit and say, well, I'm not sure. I don't know what. I mean, we didn't cross through a Red Sea or anything like that. I understand that. I didn't. I have not either. But there are things that I know God has done. And I need to tell that to my children. I need to say, children, I want to tell you something. I had this situation in my life, and there was things going wrong, and this was coming at me, and this and that. And I was in trouble. I was failing. I was stumped. I was staggering. Whatever. Yeah, I'm giving you just a little bit of my scenario. Hey, but guess what? God delivered me out of there. God helped me. I cried to God, and he came down, and he helped me out. You know, our children need to hear that. I wish I could have heard that growing up. That would have been a blessing. I want to encourage you, do that. Let's tell, especially our children, but anybody that will listen, what God has done for us. And if you're struggling with this, saying, well, I'm not sure, then I'd like you to do an assignment for me. And it may take a little bit of time, but I want you to take a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, and I want you to just go before God and pray and say, Lord, I want you to remind me some of the things you brought me out of. Some of those times when I saw your hand, it wasn't my strength of my hands. It wasn't something I could do. I was in trouble, and you helped me. And ask God to bring it to remembrance. And if you don't remember it, then ask God to open your eyes to see when it did happen, because it does happen. We call out to him. And if you haven't done that, then ask God to show you some things that you can pass on to your children. If you get yourself in trouble and you find that you don't go to God for help, then there can be some difficulties there. But I'm quite sure that if you just go before God, he'll show you some things. Yeah. Remember. And it'll bring them to remembrance. And I want to encourage you to tell your children. Rehearse it with your family. Say, do you remember when? And go right into your... And I tell you, it starts to get pretty exciting. Go, yes, I remember that. Daddy, I remember. I just remember that. We prayed. And we were scared. And we didn't know what was going to happen. But God... And I mean, it just goes and goes and goes. And our children get excited. We get excited. And it's like, you know what? We serve a living God. He's not just some God that is tucked away somewhere and we have to try to please him and all these things. It's a good thing to please God and to have that desire. But God is interested in saving us and helping us. And I'm just encouraged by this, Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old. I just, again, want to encourage you to do that with your family. I think you'll have a blessing and your children, or maybe it's your friends or whoever's in your circle of influence, there'll be a blessing. And God will be magnified and glorified. And that's when he... is very pleased when he gets the glory and we don't try to take it away. If you'll do that assignment, I would be just very blessed. And I may never know, but that's okay. God knows. And if you'll take the time to do that, I am sure that you will find great blessing. And I just pray that God would bless you today as you consider these things, as you think about what God has done for you, that you can pass to the next generation. God bless you today.